Good morning. We're continuing with in Chayyadim, Klal, Chaf Beis, Simen Yud Aleph. We're talking about different eitzes for tefillah. We mentioned that a person should only say three words at a time. Another suggestion which is given is that a person should daven from a sitter, so that will help him stay focused. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal used to daven in a conversational tone of voice. One of the reasons why we have difficulty focusing is because we're not thinking about the fact that we're talking to Hashem. We're just saying words. If we're talking to somebody, it's much easier to stay focused because we know that we're talking to somebody. We have an awareness that we're speaking, so that itself makes the conversation real. Tefillah is an act of a human being conversing with his creator, Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. So it's a conversation. So as opposed to screaming it or yelling it or singing it, a person is talking it in a tone of voice which says that you're clearly asking from, use a tone of voice that you're talking to your creator and you're asking something from him. So would, just like we have a certain tone of voice which we go into, would you please do this? Can you do this? Those there's a certain tone of voice how we say that, because we're talking to somebody, we're asking, we should use the same tone of voice in Shemoneh Esrei, and that will allow us to sort of access the psychology of our minds, that tone of voice means a real conversation. It'll help us to stay focused. A person should think about how long it takes him to daven Shemoneh Esrei with focus, and a person should allot it for himself that amount of time for Shemoneh Esrei, and not try and daven more quickly than that. So he sort of, it doesn't have to be long as the person is honest, this is not the time I need to say my tefillah in a way which is a truly an act of talking to my creator and beseeching him. How much time would it take me to do that? And now that that's the time that you've contemplated, so then you can stick to that. You should stick to that, and that will allow you to stay focused. On a practical level, we realistically are going to have difficulty being mechavan in all of the brachas. If we could designate one or two brachas which we feel more of a connection to, and that might change over a period of time, but right now these are the needs that I have, and say I'm going to make sure at least in those two brachas, one or two brachas, I'm going to stay focused. That might help us at least be at least be focused on that point. We mentioned that the Mesillas Yesharim says that a person should have a state of simcha. If we could truly access a state of simcha and recognize the fact that we as human beings being allowed to approach the Creator and the source of everything for help is an extraordinary moment in our lives, and we would feel a tremendous hakaras hatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu and a feeling of love that he's clearly allowing us something extraordinary because he cares about us. The only reason why he would allow such an extraordinary thing that we who are so small and puny compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu should have a right to access him and talk to him directly is an extraordinary thing, and clearly it comes because of Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. So we should feel tefillah is an act of Kadosh Baruch Hu embracing us. Baruch Hu is giving us a hug. So that's the simcha that the Mesillas Yesharim is referring to, and from that feeling of simcha like that, a person will be able to be much more focused in his davening. Similarly, if a person recognizes that we're meeting Kadosh Baruch Hu, we'd stop and think, what would the emotions be if we'd be meeting somebody of extraordinary stature and being able to present our requests? What emotions would we have? We would have excitement, we would have simcha, we would have awe, we'd have fear that we're not going to get it right. We'd have multiple emotions. But if we can access some of those emotions before Shemoneh Esrei and help us touch into those feelings that we're actually having a meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Once you're actually having a meeting with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, obviously the Kavanah is going to be there, because A, the Kavanah immediately from the Hashem is there, you're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and B, the Kavanah of what you're saying, because obviously you're going to present yourself as best as possible when you know that's a real reality of a conversation. We did mention that a person should be mekabel himself the mitzvah of haftarah kamoicha, the bina davening, and a person should join all of Klal Yisrael together. So if when we make the bakashas, we are truly feeling the needs of all of Klal Yisrael. So maybe I don't have such strong needs right now, and I don't feel therefore feel an impetus to daven intensely. But being aware that the Klal Yisrael has tremendous needs, the people which need shidduchim, the people which need refuahs, people which need parnasa, there's people which needs the place to live, people in a situation of danger. There's shalom bias issues, there's abuse issues, there's mental health issues, there's a person who wants to be, people want to grow in Torah and mitzvahs, and they're being frustrated and being challenged by it. There's so much that we could do daven for Klal Yisrael. If we would look at the tefillah as an opportunity to do all of that, it would help us to stay more focused. Have a good day.